News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 Community Talk Radio for the North State. Good morning, 7:05, it's Thursday, the 7th of, I believe it's, the 7th of March here already. You're looking at Sconce at me there, Bad Bob?
Only a week until the Ides of March.
Oh my gosh. 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Linda, of course, has On the Spot with Linda Bob tonight, and Trish Clark is here.
Good morning,
Clark,
North State.
With an E.
Yes, absolutely. Let's not leave off that E.
Well, you know what? We're going to have we're kind of an interesting day today. Besides, of course, you, and I've got a half an hour of, I've just got topics I'm just going to throw to you.
I'm looking forward to it.
I said, what do you think about this? And after we pulled her off, pulled Trish off the ceiling, she goes, well, I do have an opinion, I think. And then we're going to have a guy named Joe Rodolo. He's coming in at 7:30. This guy fixes, he doesn't fix, he helps people with bad credit. He helps fix that. And he never says, I can fix your credit, which is unlike, you see, these national level commercials. He says, no, you're the only one that can do that. I can make a plan for you. But he's a really interesting guy, and we're going to talk about that, how you can improve credit scores and all
that. Maybe he could talk to the President of the United States.
Maybe he could. And then we're having Randall Hempling from Shasta Regional Medical Center. Now, a couple reasons. They've been voted one of the top 100 hospitals in the whole entire United States. Shasta Regional. Did you know that?
No, I did not. Yeah. I was unaware of that.
Well, he's going to talk about that. And plus, we want to talk about Obamacare, because I've heard some things about in the insurance, this new, the exchange, standby. Because I had two doctors come in and talk to me about it, you know, on the, off the air about it, about what it's going to do to them, their employees, and to the people here in California. It's not nice.
There's so much about Obamacare that we don't know, and it's like peeling an onion. As they just keep coming off with the next new law and the next new impact, the next new regulation, I think that if we were to let it unfold, and I still have high hopes that at some point the Republicans who are in control of the House that could, in fact, stop this by defunding it, we'll take a look at it and start to defund more of these, some of these more onerous aspects.
You would think. I'll tell you what. Let's go to the weather here. And see what's going on. It's
38 degrees out, and we had some good rain yesterday. We have a 20% chance of showers today, partly sunny with a high near 59. A little windy, but not as bad as it was yesterday. We had a little bit of everything yesterday. For tonight, it's mostly cloudy with a low around 39, and then looking forward to a nice weekend.
There it goes. Today was supposed to be hailey and rainy and all that, and it's not.
And now that's kind of gone away, and they're indicating that that's not going to happen. We were supposed to have 3 days of it, and I was looking forward to more rain.
So was I.
The weather, as always, is brought to us by Anselmo Vineyards, and tonight's pizza night up on the hill, and I might just have to take part of that.
I went up there for the wine makers dinner last week.
Was that delightful? Yeah.
I didn't know anybody up there except you and Linda.
Well,
and
we knew all the important people.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's just like, look, all those new people out there.
These are solid groups of people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's exciting. And it was absolutely marvelous. I just look forward to a long association with Anselmo's Vineyard up on the hill and all the wonderful things they're going to bring to this county.
Well, we do too. You know what? That's a subject for a different day. And, I would just hope that both sides could actually, you know, put their shields down and sit down and just say, okay,
They need to make it go away.
Let's just make this go away. I mean, that's, I think everybody would like to do that. The man is spending, wants to build up there. He wants to make this into places where people will come from all over. You know, I can't help but think that most of the county would say, you know what, we want your tax money. We want you to make this a beautiful place. We want this. That everybody could just, you know,
swallow their pride, decide.
Take a cold shower, guys. Take a cold shower and sit down.
And
there you go.
Make it go away.
Gosh, it's, you know what? It's almost like watching, watching two alpha wolves after a female. You know, they're just like, it's just not going to stop.
No, and if it does, and I'm concerned that at some point the pressure will just become too much and it will not be worth the effort. And the whole entity up there will just flat go away.
Yeah, and then there goes 100 jobs, millions of dollars a year in taxes, and things they buy and all that. But I don't think it has to do that. I really don't think the county wants that.
I don't think the county wants it, but I don't know what the planning department hopes to accomplish out of this, and or the board of supervisors.
Well, that's it.
I don't know what it is they want.
I can't believe that. Both sides say they're willing to meet, but yet they don't do it. And I'm not laying it at either side. There's plenty to go around here.
Well, and so. Recognizing that certainly the last round of talks and everything have been delayed because the ensembles are out of town. And certainly nothing can happen until they return.
So. Well, I hope that we get all this together. Okay, we're going to take a quick break.
There's hearing on March 11th. We'll know more after that.
March 11th. That's just Ides of March, isn't it? Ides of March. No. What is that? Ides of March? Oh, okay. Oh, how appropriate. Everybody, yeah, bring your togas and your knives. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State.
Have you recently changed jobs? Are you about to retire from your company? At Wells Fargo Advisors, we're with you when it's time to make some important decisions about your retirement plan. Don't be among those who end up giving back about a third of it in taxes and penalties. Instead, let Wells Fargo Advisors help you handle your lump sum distribution wisely. Our experienced financial advisors can offer you a retirement plan analysis to help protect your retirement money from taxes without sacrificing its growth potential. For a personal approach to investing, contact Wells Fargo Advisors. In Reading, call Wells Fargo Advisors today at 530-243-7561. That's 530-243-7561. Wells Fargo Advisors LLC, member SIPC, is a registered broker-dealer and a separate non-bank affiliate of Wells Fargo & Company Investments in securities and insurance products, not FDIC insured, no bank guarantee, may lose value. Wells Fargo Advisors Financial Network LLC, member SIPC, is a registered broker-dealer and a separate non-bank affiliate of Wells Fargo & Company. Investments in securities and insurance products, not FDIC insured, no bank guarantee, may lose value.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Scadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Join us for the 19th annual Shasta College Athletic Celebrity Dinner and Auction at the Wind River Casino Event Center on Friday, March 22nd, 2013. This year's special guest is Basketball Hall of Famer Bill Walton. Bill played for legendary UCLA coach John Wooden, where he was voted one of the best players in the history of college basketball and went on to star in the NBA for the Portland Trail Blazers and Boston Celtics. He is currently a commentator for both college and professional basketball telecasts. Come and enjoy a great evening with a fabulous dinner plus live and silent auctions. Tickets and table reservations can be made by contacting the Shasta College Athletic Office at 530-242-7592 or come by in person. All of the proceeds from this important event will help give over 350 Shasta College student athletes a great experience representing our 17 intercollegiate sport programs. It's better on the river.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us, wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, how were you treated during the sale? And Kathy said, we didn't have a good experience. We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone. Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. This is Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, 7:15. A lot of things going on today. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. If you want coffee, you head to Espresso Joe's. Great place for coffee. The baristas know what they're doing. All types of drinks, cold drinks, hot drinks, lattes, cappuccinos. And walk next door. They meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, I'm going to throw these to you.
Oh, okay.
All right. Let's talk about the front page stuff. And yesterday was Turtle Bay telling their part, and this time it was the union. Turtle Bay says we cannot go forward because of this prevailing wage ruling. It's another $3 million. Well, the unions came back today and just hammered Turtle Bay. And they said they're not telling the entire truth. Turtle Bay is trying to profit from a private venture, and they're not supposed to do that. That they're getting the land, they leased the land and it belongs to the city or the people of the city, not the city. Though some people forget that
that's lost in the translation.
And because of that, that's why they have to pay prevailing wage. And why didn't Turtle Bay budget for prevailing wage?
Well, and I think that certainly they should have gotten their act together originally. But it's my understanding that the board, what is it? It's the trade board, the labor trade board is the one that made the ruling.
The first ruling said.
And they said no.
They said no.
So I think that kind of clears Turtle Bay for saying, hey, we did what we were supposed to do and built our budget based on that. I think it was less ingenuous to come back later and change the rules after they'd already budgeted their project and got the bids and were on their way to going forward. Which is exactly what happens in most of these projects. Just bounce that around and look at all the planning process in these jurisdictions. And that's why these projects have a problem is because the rules change during the process.
Well, that's terrible. I mean, it shouldn't do that. If you get a permit, and that should be it. You know what? If they change the rules, too bad. You know, it's your grandfathered in. But here, I'm looking at what the unions are saying here. It's it's the law that you have to pay prevailing wage.
Now, well, and if it is, then
if it's the law,
there's no negotiating with the unions.
And now, well, then how can they negotiate?
Well, never did understand why there's any advantage. There isn't any advantage to negotiating anything because the fact of the matter is, if the ruling is that it has to be prevailing wage, then it is. And the unions can't say, oh, well, but we'll cut you a deal.
But we're going to take less because I don't think they can do that.
They can't. My understanding, and I did a couple of these projects. The last was the Frontier Senior Center down in Anderson. And I did get a grant, a federal or a state grant, a community development block grant for a portion of that project. During that portion of the project, it was my understanding that I could not do anything but prevailing wage. Also, I was limited in the amount of donations that I received and labor, free merchandise, yeah. People wanted to donate, that I was limited in that respect as well. There are very defining things that you have to deal with when you're dealing with the whole scenario and the Davis-Bacon things and all of that stuff. Yeah. Very defined.
Well, when Turtle Bay was building the original Turtle Bay, they did the prevailing wage because they were getting federal grants. Okay, hey, let's go to the phones. Coach Bob, good morning. You're live. Coach Bob, you're live. If you're on the right one, click the right one. Coach Bob, you there? Hello?
Coach Bob, you there?
Okay, we apparently lost him. We lost Coach Bob. We just had Bob on. We had Bad Bob. All right, Coach Bob, call back. We got to take a break anyway. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
It'd be a shame if they lose this project.
Well, see, here's the thing is, my thought on this is hundreds of jobs, millions of dollars worth of material and everything here, 166 jobs afterwards, all of this. And it's over a prevailing wage that, and from what I, this is the other part I understand, we're paying, we have to pay the same wage as they do in San Francisco. And yet that seems to be a little
that's
absorbent.
That's the district that we're in.
Yeah, because of the district. Okay.
That's the defined district lines by the state, and right. It's nothing we locally can do
couldn't
about that.
Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to talk about, you know what? How many sex offenders are going missing since AB 109? You're going to love this one. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. And also, if Coach Bob is back on the line, we're going to get to you right after the break.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies. The possibilities. This week, why is the Department of Homeland Security buying 2,000 mine-resistant armored personnel carriers? Do they need them to pack around that 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition they have? And what is planetary shifting? What's it doing to you? Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful, though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill. You see what I'm seeing?
Oh.
That lady's dog's about to... Oh, no. Not there. Oh.
Ew. Why did you make me look at that?
Oh. No, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out. Scoop. All gone. Like it never happened.
Huh. She's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh. Dogs are disgusting.
What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. KCNR 1460 Community Talk Radio for the North State. Good morning. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Competitive prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. 4,000 happy customers around Shasta and Tehama County, and they're also locally owned, family operated. You've got it all in one package here with Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. You know, if you're looking for somebody, these are the people. At least give them a call. Give them a call and see what they can do for you. 530-365-3793. Okay, Trish, let's go to the phones. Coach Bob, good morning.
I'm back. Hi.
We're
good
glad.
Morning.
What's up?
Hey, well, drives me nuts. The word prevailing wage, such a misnomer.
Okay.
The unions, with the help of state legislatures, got certain wages passed for taxpayer-funded jobs, which is fine. And those wages are different no matter where you go in the state. They all fluctuate. What they say is prevailing isn't necessarily what prevails in the area. In any given craft, Now, that's number one. Number two, if my company goes to work for Turtle Bay or any other tax-funded type of thing, I don't have to be union. A lot of people don't understand that. You don't have to join the union because the unions are demanding a prevailing wage. Everybody on the job can be non-union. They just have to pay a certain wage by law because that was negotiated with the unions. The unions figured, well, we can't get us guaranteed the work, but we can get guaranteed the wage that we would pay. And so, you know, and there it goes. And I think Chris said a little earlier, and I agree that, you know, how do you negotiate the law? That's like negotiating the speed limit out on the highway.
Yeah, you can't.
You can't.
So yeah. It's, I mean, they're stuck with it, it looks like.
They should be. I mean, I don't care whether they pay the prevailing or not. The point is, if they have to by law, then that's the way it is.
Yeah.
If the speed limit is 25, it's 25. It's not 26.
No, I know. And I'm understanding, you know, and that's how I understand it. And I said, well, you know, if that's what we've gotten ourselves into, or if that's what it says, then I don't see how, where's the negotiations happen, you know?
Well, I think Turtle Bay is saying that they are going to appeal the decision of the labor board.
Okay, now I can see that. Now they can appeal that because the unions.
They changed their mind once, maybe they'll change
it again.
That's
right. The unions appealed it to them, you know, appealed it and got it changed. So, you know, I think the bottom line on this is that it's too bad that, you know, and well, Coach Bob, you obviously are familiar with this. Why is the prevailing wage around here $45 an hour or more?
Well, for what? It depends. Look, as a painting contractor for over 30 years, I will tell you this, Carl.
Uh-huh.
The prevailing wage for the state was somewhere around, $18 to $19 an hour with the benefits and everything at the time I was doing prevailing wage work, which was not all that long ago.
Okay.
That's state. Federal prevailing wage is completely different.
Okay. Isn't it by different. Coach Bob? Isn't it by district though? It clicks in my mind that when we were dealing with it, when I was dealing with it on the last project, that we were in a district that included San Francisco area.
No.
Okay,
Shasta County, Tehama, Trinity, completely different than the San Francisco Bay Area. Case in point, Lassen County. Is a very low, by comparison, a very low prevailing wage, much like Shasta, Tehama, Trinity. However, in Lassen County, you have the Sierra Army Depot. They gerrymandered an area up there to include it in the Lake Tahoe prevailing wage district because of all the work at the prison.
Oh, okay. So they could charge
changed,
more than.
It's a gerrymandered political nonsense that I dislike from the get-go. But, you know, it is what it is.
Well, Coach Bob, I appreciate your call because it kind of cleared a little thing up. But we want to get some of the union reps in also.
You got it.
And talk about it. But you've cleared up some of this, especially the part about, you know, we're going to also recheck on this because this is what I've been hearing
from
everybody.
Find out exactly what you've
come in with a different look at it. Say, no, it's just the northern counties up here. Okay. Thanks a lot, yep. Coach Bob. We really appreciate it.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You bet. Well, you know what? That's a different thing.
It certainly makes more sense, but it doesn't tell me why it's $42 an hour, because that certainly isn't
now,
a,
that $42
an hour.
I saw in, something in one of the some
40
article.
Something an hour. I
yeah,
I
something. But that, you know, the thing is that it's if then there is no way to wake it.
and
this
I
is
also
why we need to get the unions in there. Say, well, how? I mean, if it's prevailing wage, it's prevailing wage. What is there to negotiate?
Well, as far as I know, that there isn't. I mean, yeah.
Well, I think that's what they're saying. Yeah. They're just saying hey, they didn't plan right. Well, you know, we need to get somebody from Turtle Bay in here, too.
Yeah.
Because that's not what they're saying. They're saying, no, we planned it. This is what they said, and now prevailing wage, there's no way. And the thing about it is that, does that mean Turtle Bay is in danger itself? They have, you know, so many ways of sourcing money for Turtle Bay. But there is no revenue stream that is a solid, stable, you know, that you can say every year it's going to be this.
Well, and certainly that's been a problem with the Turtle Bay Foundation. They need some way to make that, you know, more, something that can sustain itself. Does that mean that more people can join? I certainly hear from the community at large that there are issues about taking your family, your children, the membership fee, that it precludes a lot of people from going that because they can't afford the price then,
so if they had a stable revenue fee there, they could have dropped. They can drop everything else. Okay, we'll be right back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. We're going to be talking about how to fix your credit after this break.
Fox Business Network, stocks are higher in early trading after a better-than-expected jobless claims report. According to the Labor Department, the number of Americans filing for first-time benefits fell by 7,000 last week to 340,000. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's up about 40 points. Meanwhile, shares of Hot Topic are soaring on news of a buyout. Private equity firm Sycamore Partners is buying the teen apparel retailer for roughly $600 million. The transaction is still subject to customary closing conditions, including a vote by shareholders at a special meeting and regulatory approval. And according to the Wall Street Journal, R.L. Polk, the parent company of used car shopping tool Carfax, is putting itself up for sale. Polk, a company that provides research, forecasting, and consulting for the global auto industry, could fetch about $1 billion. A sale would mark the first time in roughly 140 years that the family-owned company will change hands. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
For a tax pro that not only understands taxes but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill, call Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. He specializes in tax preparation for businesses and investors. If you have a business or you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments and you want an experienced, compassionate advisor, call the Advice Center at 244-7526. This month, Tom's offering a free investment tax review and a financial bingo evening at Gironda's Restaurant, March 13th at 7 p.m. Tom will be joined by estate planning attorney Clint Boren to answer your tax and legal questions. For great food, fun, and a chance to ask how to avoid probate costs or do you need a trust, call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. For experience, tax preparation, a free investment tax review, or to attend their financial bingo event, call 244-PLAN or go to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
This is retired Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy reminding you that the California Penal Code outlines the penalties for the irresponsible storage of your firearm. If an unauthorized person gains access to your firearm, you will be exposed to both civil and criminal action. All firearms should be legally stored using a locking device. Learn more by visiting NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Visit us online at norcalfi.com or call us at 999-1822. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
welcome back. KCNR 1460 Community Talk Radio for the North State. If it's happening in the North State, it will roll through here at some time or another. 7:35 in the morning. It's March the 7th. My guest host, of course, you're not my guest host.
Co-host. Thursday host.
My Thursday co-host, Trish Clark.
Good morning. My
woman on Thursday.
Woo!
Anyway, it's a good day today.
It is a good day.
You know, a lot of things going on. People say, well, wait a minute. What about the sex offenders? Well, the sex offenders, is that something like this. Over 2,706 sex offenders that just dropped off the network last year because they just failed to show.
And 15, if they failed to show, nothing can happen to them.
15% more since AB 109. And we've already done stories about them just snipping off their GPS units and just not showing up. Because they know if they do, they get caught. Some counties are refusing to take them because they're so crowded with really bad guys. Well, I don't know. Sex offenders come in different, categories. It could be the guy that got drunk and, peeing on the side of the road and he gets stupid enough to get caught. That's happened. I knew a fellow whose son that happened to. It's a sex offender after that.
Yeah.
And then there's the other ones. Now, how they're differentiating between them, I don't know. But anyway, these are dropping out 15% more than since AB 109. So, Governor Brown, I hope your granddaughters, if you have any, are safe. Because we've had children murdered around here. Okay, let's get past that one. Because I'm kind of, I'm interested in all of our guests, but with Joe here, Joe Rodola, and debt counseling, I talked to him for like 20 minutes yesterday, and we talked about what he does. And Joe, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, good morning. I just want to thank you for having me on this morning. Basically, I come from the old banking world. 25 years as a bank manager and lender for a major bank. It's where I started. And then went into the credit counseling business with Consumer Credit Counseling, nonprofit organization. I tried to help people get out of the debt I helped put them into. And spent the next 12, 13 years assisting those people in getting out of debt without having to hopefully seek bankruptcy relief. So roughly 38, 39 years in financial services.
Okay, so you've been around there.
So you retired and started your own business.
Exactly. I was forced retired and opened my own business. Yes, exactly. My nonprofit closed my doors and thought, hey, why don't I put this information to good use?
Well, when I heard that that a couple of my people were talking to you, that's why I came in to just get to know you better. Our country is in the midst of some of the worst debt and people. Not the huge banks. They got bailouts, and exemptions for these big corporations, all that. But when you get down to the road where the people are, more foreclosures, small businesses going under, people's credit shattered. And you see these things on TV. Oh, we fix your credit. No, you don't owe $500,000. You only owe $2. All these things. I'm very hesitant, of course, when I see those things. I think, frankly, they're a ripoff. But after talking to you, I realized is that people are out there to help people in trouble. And it appears to me is that you don't guarantee anything. And so let's talk a little bit about it. If somebody comes into you, they're so underwater. They've got credit cards. They've got, houses from problems and all that. What can you do for these people?
Yeah, I can't guarantee that I can get a person out of debt by utilizing my skills and my abilities. But I can guarantee that I can give you as a person the tools to assist you in getting out of that debt and to ensure that you don't ruin or hurt your credit any more than it already is, or give you a guidance as to how to fix and correct it over time. There is no magic pill, unfortunately, in the credit world, because it takes 30 to 45 days just to clear up an item as it is because of timing issues with the reporting agencies. But I can guarantee to put you on a path to get your score higher and to make you what I like to call more lendable over time.
Okay. Well, I want to take a quick break here a little bit early because people that are trying to buy a house, now that the interest rates are down, are still having problems with it because their credit scores aren't quite high enough. When we come back, because I talked to Joe about this yesterday, how can you help people raise their credit scores? You know, some things to do to raise your credit scores that can take impact. Of course, it's going to take 30 days, but take impact almost immediately.
And what are the things that they're doing that most impact that credit score?
Exactly.
All right. We'll be right back after these messages. This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is smoked. The best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here in a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50. All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
I'm Mike Wiley with the Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 357 here in Reading. Please join us Saturday, March 30th at the Shasta County Veterans Hall, 1605 Yuba Street in Reading, from 10 until 3 for our fourth annual Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day. There will be a ride led by the Missing in America Project to the Veterans Cemetery in Igo with an interment ceremony at 10:30 a.m. Afterwards, lunch will be served at the Veterans Hall provided by the Sons of Italy. For more information, please call Eddie McAllister at 530-524-7504. That's 530-524-7504. Please join us on March 30th at 10 a.m. at the Shasta County Veterans Hall.
That's Saturday, March 30th at our Shasta County Veterans Hall, 1605 Yuba Street. Let's welcome home our Vietnam veterans.
Don't call the 800 number. Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop.
There's a whole new take on mobile technology, the Hopper from Dish. Transfer DVR recordings to your iPad with the new Hopper Transfer app. And check out the Explorer app that lets you interact with your TV through your iPad. Watch everything and go anywhere with the all-new Hopper.
You can store it, you can view it, you can really room to room it with a Hopper.
For calling BNT Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988. Don't call the 800 number.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It's 38 degrees out there. It doesn't look like it's going to be too bad today, believe it or not. We may not even get rain today. We might. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Emergency calls, installations, repairs, routine maintenance. They've got it all. They do quality work and they stand by what they do. Give them a check out their website at homecomfort.org. Been in the business since 1992. Give them a call at 221-2642. Alliance Heating and Air. We've done business with them and, they've done a great job for us. Trish Clark is my co-host. Good morning again, Trish.
Good morning. We got a 30% chance of rain today. It went down from 70%.
I know. We're kind of wanting that. I want
rain. I want more rain. Yeah, I'm disappointed that our storm went away.
Yeah. Joe Rodola of Joe Rodola's Debt Counseling is our guest. And we haven't had a we have in over 3 years, we've never had a guest on that's spoken about this as a business. Before we left, we talked about, okay, a young couple, they're wanting to, or any couple, wanting to buy a house. Their credit score is 680. They know if they can get it into the 700s that they're going to get a better interest rate. So they come to you. What do you tell them?
First thing we look at, of course, is to see what types of situations that have come up to maybe create that below 700 score. And by the way, that is the magic number. 700 plus makes a person what I like to call very lendable.
What's the highest score?
Highest score is 850 on what's called the FICO scoring model, the Fair Isaac scoring model, 850. Only seen a handful or so of 800 pluses over the years. I've had a hard time hitting 800. Congratulations if you're there. But
I was there once in my life.
There you go. 700 plus though is what we like to call real credit worthy. And as you mentioned, get a lower interest rate. So we look for things like that $20 nagging doctor bill that you forgot to pay or neglected to pay that went to collection. That little guy, that $20 little collection can be as much as 30 to 40 points of a drop in your score. If that's the only negative item on the thing. So the idea is get rid of it as quickly as possible. Talk to Dr. Joe or whoever you owe to and ask, gee, I really forgot to pay this. I'm really sorry. I blew it. Can you remove that from my credit report? If that happens, you can get a 30 to 40 rise in your score within that 30-day time period. That's huge. Just that one item.
Mm-hmm.
The other way is to pay down balances against your existing limits on your cards. You have a $2,000 limit. Don't try to owe $1,999 on that dude. Get it down below $1,000 or half the limit that's authorized, and that will increase your score 10, 20 points as well.
You know, part of the problem, as you indicated, is you've got to get the doctor to take that off. Paying the bill doesn't solve the problem. I can remember dealing with things, you know, years ago and with other people that they pay their bills, but it takes so long if the other side doesn't do anything about it.
Exactly. That's why I always like to say to kind of play the I'm sorry card as hard as you possibly can.
Buy a box of chocolates for the individual. The nurse that does that.
Exactly. There you go. Because that, it has, you know, if you can pay the item off, you can gain 10, 15 points just by paying off that $20. But if it's removed, it can double the point increase very rapidly on the score.
Now, sometimes we've always heard that if you get a lot of checks on your credit, like you're going out to buy a car, that, you get six checks on your credit and that hits, that lowers your credit score.
Correct. That used to be the way it was operating. Nowadays with the, advancements of computers, let's face it, you go into a dealership, they're hunting you for the best deal around, perhaps. They'll send three or four credit inquiries to their contacts and banks and companies that they use, credit unions, whatever, to get you the best deal. So the rule has changed recently in that if you have those happen at the same time, four or five items simultaneously on a car, for instance, or a house, a mortgage company or mortgage broker, that only counts as one item. So that's a recent change, and thank goodness, because you're right. If you have more than six inquiries in a six-month period, that can have a negative effect on the score.
Is there arbitrary rules that the credit score companies have that are, you believe, are unfair? Or is it just pretty cut and dried? This happens, this is the result.
The credit scoring, it was funny. When I teach my classes, I always tell people I actually made loans in the 70s before credit scoring was around. So it's like, whoa. That's how you know how old you are, is when you did something before the new rules happened. But when the scoring model came in, it was really made to help balance the playing field. Stop discrimination amongst the lending capabilities of the big banks, especially Bank of America, Wells Fargo, let's say. Women could get loans easier, minorities, etc., because of the scoring program. Nobody knows how to affect the score, really, okay? But I can tell you, the longer you have credit, the more you pay your bills on time, the less you owe on your credit cards, All those things make up that score. Okay.
And talk about the impact of notoriously paying your bills late. You pay them, but they're always just a little bit late.
Yeah, that can be a killer to the score. There's a little column that we used before the scoring model came up on a credit report that's called the 30, 60, 90 day late column. It shows on the right side of all credit reports. We always look for goose eggs or zeros. That meant you always made your payments on time. But like you say, if we historically see ones, twos, and threes in those columns, red flags just jump off the page.
It's and a now, habit people get.
Yes, and now it really lowers the score. So.
Oh. I can.
Ooh.
Ooh. Macy's.
We
ooh.
Get a little Macy's.
I recently
made a large purchase.
It's only like a day or two, but it goes on someplace, right?
Yeah.
It's only
a day. Years ago, and I do have a really high credit rating, but I couldn't figure out what in the world was the impact. Why wasn't it perfect? Because I pay everything on time and what have you.
Yeah. And again, they don't tell us all the reasons. That's why it's got a nice, you know, if it's 800 plus, it's basically, kneel down and bow to the individual as far as I'm concerned. 700 to 800, you're in the diamond range,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they asked me how many motorhomes I wanted to buy.
Exactly. You'll be known to get the lowest rate and the lowest fees normally because it's all risk based on those scoring models.
Okay, we're going to take a break. Our guest, Joe Rodola, here, and he's got a debt counseling company. And, here's the thing I like about it is that Joe says, I'm not going to guarantee you that your credit's going to be fixed. That's up to you. I'm going to give you the tools, however, and I'm going to show you how to fix your credit. Whether you fix it or not, it goes back completely up to you. It's taking the responsibility to do that. Because in some cases, it's not the person's fault that they've got hammered. And we're going to talk about that when we get back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Oh, no.
That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our home loan center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time home buyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the
boss on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Fridays 10 to 11 a.m. for Agenda 21 Radio. Right here on Free Fire Radio 1460 KCNR.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Bott, Trish Clark. It's Thursday. Welcome back. Okay, we have Joe Rodola with us from Joe Rodola Debt Counseling. How do people get a hold of you, Joe?
Easiest, but several ways. One way, of course, is to contact me by phone. My number is 530-941-3021. Or you can always email me at Rodola, R-O-D-O-L-A, 8, at yahoo.com.
Okay. Hey, we got a question here. We've got one of our listeners in the chat room says, I've got an 800 score. I have due minimum credit and all this. Why can't I have an 850 score? I mean, he's never had a problem before. Why? Do you know?
First of all, congratulations at the 800, as I mentioned before.
We bow down to you for that.
That's right. The leader of the pack, as we call you. I wish I knew exactly how to affect that. I'd be the magician that pulling rabbits out of my hat. But I can tell you a little bit about how the 800 plus score is derived. If you have 15 to 20 years of perfectly impeccable credit, no missed payments, owe very little to any of the credit cards you currently owe. Let's say you had, $4,000 or $5,000 limit cards and you owed $100 a piece on them. There's an example. Okay. That would be where you're in the 800 range. Okay. If you owed on one of those $5,000 cards, $3,500, the rest of them you owed zero, that would lower your score because you owe too much on one card.
Even if it's just for a month.
Exactly. If it shows and reports, it can have a negative effect. So what I like to tell people is don't worry too much about the 820, 830, 840.
About that 800.
800. Yeah, that's the magic number.
Okay, Joe, people have lost a house, but they've got a job and they're paying all their bills and all that. What can they do to get that credit score raised? Because they say it takes like what, 5 years, 7 years, 12 years, 150?
Yeah, it's as I tell people in my class, is the best healer of credit, bad credit, or an issue like a foreclosure, a bad divorce where you've had, money involved, injuries or illness. Time is the best healer. The only thing you can do is to continue to make your payments on time now. See if you can get a little new credit added to it now. And that will always keep helping to build your credit in the future. But time is really the best thing.
Because some people lost their homes due to some of the actions that the banks did. And, I mean, the banks are even giving you money, are giving people money back from what I've read. And because if it's a bank has something to do with that, I mean, but that has nothing to do with the credit then.
Yeah, what I suggest then is to communicate with a viable nonprofit credit counseling agency that's handling these real estate programs from the federal government's end. And I happen to know one. It's my old company. I hold no grudges. ClearPoint Credit Counseling. Nonprofit organization, free consultation will help identify how to approach this, if there's anything they can do legally, or if there's anything they can help you do to get these banks to help out on this situation, because it's major.
Okay. All right. Hey, our guest has been Joe Rodola. From Joe Rodola Debt Counseling. And we've talked about things you can do. He can help you fix your credit. He can help you. He can assist you. He's not going to guarantee that it's going to be fixed because that's up to you. But he can put a plan together that will raise your credit score and get you out of debt. Is that correct?
Perfect.
Okay.
And I understand you do classes, so people could come in and just ask you a lot of questions and arrange to attend some of those classes.
Yes, all free consultation on the phone. And I teach classes once a month, including budgeting and credit issues.
Okay. Joe Rodola's Debt Counseling, 530-941-3021. And his web is jrdebtconsult.com. jrdebtconsult.com. All right. Hey, Joe, thanks a lot.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you know, we haven't had a guest, with your skills on before, and it really appealed to me when you said, I guarantee you that I can give you a plan, and it's going to be up to you after that. And I'm all up for that, you know, accepting responsibility. Okay. When we come back, our guest is Randall Hempling, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, talking about the great things they do. We'll be right back.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. North Korea is being punished.
The draft resolution received 15 votes in favor.
With no one opposed to new UN nuclear sanctions and a vote hours after the North threatened to nuke the U.S. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley live here in New York.
The resolution passed unanimously condemning North Korea's ongoing nuclear activity and enabling stronger enforcement of existing UN sanctions. U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Susan Rice.
The strength, breadth, and severity of these sanctions will raise the cost to North Korea of its illicit nuclear program.
The resolution blocks illicit financial transactions and cracks down on bulk cash transfers. It strengthens authorities' ability to deny port and flight access to North Korean cargo where warranted. Dave?
Courtney, after Republican Rand Paul's long filibuster that kept them up past midnight, senators are back considering John Brennan's nomination as CIA director. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Well, Dave, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says he wants an independent CIA director, but Brennan spent 4 years formulating and defending the Obama administration.
I question whether Mr. Brennan can detach himself from those experiences. For that reason, I will oppose his nomination.
Meanwhile, Democratic leader Harry Reid noted Rand Paul's literal filibuster rather than the mere threat that most senators use these days.
One Republican senator did return to regular order. And as his right, he spoke for as long as he was able to speak.
Reid says he'll keep the Senate in session through Sunday if needed to confirm Brennan.
Rich, a storm that hit the Dakotas down in the Virginias, now snowing on New England, eroding more of the sandy, devastated Jersey shore.
There's not much beach left in front of the temporary dunes that the township has pushed up.
That's Brick Township Police Chief Nils Berquist. Unemployment went down a little last week. First-time jobless claims fell to 340,000. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
For a long time, I was like, I don't want to date. I want to have a big career first. But now I feel that life is not about waiting.
Match.com is a great way to meet people like you who are ready to start a relationship. And now you can get 7 days to find that connection free. This offer is for a limited time and only available at our exclusive website, TryMatch.com. That's TryMatch.com. These days, one in five relationships start online, and more of those relationships start on Match than anywhere else. And right now, through this exclusive offer, you can join Match for 7 days free. Just visit TryMatch.com for details. That's TryMatch.com. It's fun, it's exciting, and now it's free for 7 days. Start connecting today. Read profiles, view photos, even go on your first date.
First dates are more exciting than anything.
With Match, I have nothing to lose and a lot to gain.
Don't wait. This free offer is for a limited time only. Go to TryMatch.com today. That's TryMatch.com. Join today.
All the cardinals have now arrived at the Vatican, inching them closer in the process to picking the next pope. Fox News Radio's Simon Owen has more live.
Dave, the last of the 115 cardinals to reach the Vatican arriving from Vietnam this morning. They haven't named a date yet for the start of the conclave where they'll elect a new pope. Meetings are continuing. Vatican officials say there's no rush.
Because of the seriousness, the nature of the conclave, it is only wise that they use this time to the best of their abilities.
Vatican spokesman Father Thomas Rosica saying the cardinals want to be clear on what they're looking for before beginning the voting process, Dave.
Simon, President Obama will have lunch with Paul Ryan, who was on the GOP ticket that lost to him in November. Democrat Chris Van Hollen will also be there for budget talks the day after the president bought dinner for 12 GOP senators, including Pat Toomey.
If you don't actually sit down and speak with the person on the other side, you may have a mistaken impression about what the priorities really are.
Detroit's finances are a disaster, and the mayor is not fighting a state takeover.
Governor Rick Snyder wants to appoint an emergency manager, someone with sweeping power to fix things. The Detroit City Council has voted in favor of fighting the determination and an emergency manager. But Mayor Dave Bing says he doesn't support the city council on this one. And when it comes down to it...
And even though he's given us an opportunity to present a more reasonable plan, we haven't been able to do that.
Bing says right now...
We need to stop BSing ourselves, quite frankly, and get on with this, because all we're going to do is hurt the citizens of Detroit, and I'm not about to do that.
The city's deadline to file an appeal of the governor's emergency declaration is Monday. Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
On Wall Street, the Dow's up another 47 points. The suspect in Saturday's deadly hit-and-run crash in New York City has just waived extradition in Pennsylvania, where Julio Acevedo surrendered. The crash killed a man, his pregnant wife, and their baby, who died shortly after being delivered by C-section. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State. Our phone line's here at 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 8:05 in the morning, co-host today is Trish Clark.
Good morning.
And what's the weather?
And the weather is, it's 38 degrees outside. It's only a 30% chance of rain today, down from 70%. I'm sorry, we're not going to get any more rain. Partly sunny with a high near 59 today. A little bit of wind, mostly cloudy tonight with a low of about 39. Light and variable wind. No new rain in the forecast for the weekend. Going to be mostly sunny and high near 54 through the weekend. Weather is brought to us, as always, by Anselmo Vineyards.
And tonight?
It's pizza night at Anselmo's.
And you always have to get like a, you always have to get a,
you should call and get a reservation.
Reservation.
Because they do sell out.
474-5546. And now, before I bring on Susan Eastman from Wells Fargo, I'd just like to say is we had the opportunity to have lunch yesterday with Susan and, Kathy and, Steve and Jennifer. And I just had a great time yesterday. So Susan, Trish Clark and I are here. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you so much for lunch. We enjoyed seeing you live instead of over the phone line, so really appreciate it. Great lunch. Stocks are higher for a fourth straight session. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 49 points at 14,346. The S&P 500 is up 3 points at 1544. The NASDAQ Composite is positive 5 points at 3,228. Some of the day's biggest movers on the NASDAQ: Intel up 5 cents, trading at 2180. Research in Motion off 17 cents, trading at 13.19. Ciena Corp positive $2.49 at 17.43. Taking a look at local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank shares off 2 cents at 17.42. North Valley Bank down 3 pennies at 17.33. Bank of Commerce off a penny at $5.03. Turning to the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 1.97% and the 30-year bond 3.18%. For commodities, gold is up $1.60 an ounce at $1,576. Silver positive 9 cents at 28. Crude oil up $1.01, trading at $91 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. And, or just stop by where they're, in their offices down there on Park Arena Drive for great information, in the financial networks, good people down there at Wells Fargo. We're going to take a quick break. We're back. Our guest is Randall Hempling, who's the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. And we've talked a little bit when he had one of his, the head of his, of your cardiology unit, Doug McConnell was on, not too long ago talking about some great news, but I want you to refresh everybody's memory on it. Plus, there's just a lot of things that Randall Hempling does that I want to talk about, because right now I have travel envy really big right now. But we'll be right back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State.
For attack.
tax pro that not only understands taxes but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill, call Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. He specializes in tax preparation for businesses and investors. If you have a business or you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments and you want an experienced, compassionate advisor, call the Advice Center at 244-7526. This month, Tom's offering a free investment tax review and a financial bingo evening at Gironda's Restaurant, March 13th at 7 p.m. Tom will be joined by estate planning attorney Clint Boren to answer your tax and legal questions. For great food, fun, and a chance to ask how to avoid probate costs or do you need a trust, call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. For experience, tax preparation, a free investment tax review, or to attend their financial bingo event, call 244-PLAN or go to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
Don't call the 800 number. Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, a hop with the hop. You get the dispensation and the determination with the hop.
There's a whole new take on mobile technology. The Hopper from Dish. Transfer DVR recordings to your iPad with the new Hopper Transfer app. And check out the Explorer app that lets you interact with your TV through your iPad. Watch everything and go anywhere with the all-new Hopper.
You can store it, you can view it, you can really room-to-room it with a hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the smoothest with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kicks with the hop.
For calling B&T Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988. Don't call the 800 number.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Even though we are in the middle of winter, now is the time to check on what you are paying for propane. The price difference between companies right now could be as much as a dollar per gallon. Also, if you are like me, you want to talk to a real person on the phone, not a machine. When you call us at Shasta Gas, you'll be talking to my daughter Karen, or our customer service reps, Sandy or Diane. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, it's Thursday, KCNR 1460. You know, if it's happening out there, it's in here, too. I like to say, hey, Estate Granite, I got our friends down over at Mike Huber and Nicole over there at Estate Granite do great jobs. You know, they of course, redid our kitchen. And it's just, I can't tell you how beautiful it is in there. And just to turn them loose, very reasonably turned them loose. I mean, they just went far beyond what we thought. They're going to be down at the, is there some kind of, garden show? Home show at the Civic Center this weekend. They're going to be down there. Go down and see the kind of stuff they have. And, just go down and see Mike and at Estate Granite. He does things like from fire barrels, which I believe our guest, Randy Hempley, and you won one of those.
I did indeed.
And so, but he does all types of things down there. So. Our guest today is Randall Hempling, is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. And right at the beginning in my introduction, I misspoke about something. You are one of the selected 100 top hospitals in the United States, but had nothing to do with voting.
No, it's not a vote. It was empirical data.
There you go.
Yeah, this is trued up by, well, it's a company called Truven. They've been around for, you know, like 20 years. They've changed their name a couple of times. And this is something that all hospitals aspire to. Santa Elizabeth has gotten it several years for, based on their size of hospital. They do a wonderful job down there. And it too is based on empirical data. And it's based on patient outcomes. And I can go through the various things, but
I'd like to hear a few of them. I mean, how do you get to be, what do you have to do to get into that?
Okay. They take all of the data, and all hospitals are required to submit all of their data on all their patients, particularly Medicare patients. They go into a pool, and it's public information. They pull all of this out. They compare the hospitals based on like patients, like diagnosis, outcomes, all this. And here are the things that they judge on. patient mortality, which means the patient mortality, the people who die, you will have a lower mortality rate in your hospital. Medical complications have to be the lowest. Patient safety, average patient stay. And that's important if you think about it. Our average patient stay is about a half day less than other hospitals. What that means, if you're thinking about what's going on back east with this new superbug that's acquired only in hospitals,
yeah,
the shorter you're in a hospital, the better off you are. It is not it's not the place to be for a long period of time. You get your acute illness taken care of and then you go away or go back to your home or wherever it is that you came from. The expenses and sustainability. What that means is, are you financially viable? And if you recall, our hospital was bankrupt a little over 4 years ago. So the fact that we are financially viable is important to quality. That guarantees that you're not going to have issues coming up, or you're not going to be able to buy equipment or buy whatever it is you need to do your job. Patient satisfaction, adherence to clinical standards. This is something that our medical staff is excellent at. And this is the people like Doug McConnell and all the rest of them. They do a wonderful job of making sure that they're following strict medical practice guidelines that are the national ones. Post-discharge mortality. People, when they leave the hospital, you know, we want them to stay alive, and our mortality rate after discharge is lower than other hospitals. And then finally, readmission rates for heart attack, heart failure, and pneumonia are lower, which means we're doing a better job on average than other hospitals.
So when they leave, they're healthier. They have less chance of a relapse.
A better opportunity to be successful in their recovery is probably the best.
I'm glad we talked about it, because this is strictly off an empirical program where we're judging each one of these. Has nothing to do with anybody looking at it and going, yeah, this is a better
option. Popularity contest.
There's no vote. Okay. There's no vote in this at all.
All right.
What is very good, and that's why I'm proud of the company that I work with, eight of the top 100 are prime-run hospitals.
Oh, that's an important statistic.
And eight of the 11 in California are prime-run hospitals.
Wow.
And all of them were nearly bankrupt. And it's because – and to tell the truth, if we teach to the test, if you will. We focus on these things. We focus on these outcomes every day. We don't have a big corporate structure where we have to report to, and I spend any amount of time talking to the corporate office, explaining what I'm doing, or doing big plans and recovery plans and business plans and development plans, all of these kinds of things that you have to report in any kind of a huge corporate structure. We're just – our business model, as directed by Dr. Reddy, is you go at and you do these quality things, and we will be successful. And interestingly enough, we are. And that's why we're acquiring hospitals all over the country right now.
Well, that's how I deal with corporate. I just I call Linda up and say, "What do you think, honey?"
She
tells me, and then we go ahead and do that. I mean, it's pretty simple.
Yeah.
So, well, that's great. I mean, you know, when you hear something like that, it's not just yours. It's eight of your corporation's hospitals.
Yeah, we have
eight out of 11 in California.
Yeah.
And I'm just gonna, I can't resist because our lovely newspaper here. I remember when Prime was in trouble because it was on the front page of the paper repeatedly every time there was an issue with Prime.
Well, it was, Prime wasn't in trouble. Prime was being accused
primarily
by SEIU and others.
When there were issues that were not favorable.
Right.
They were on the front page of the newspaper day after day after day. And I'm sorry, but I didn't see much mention.
Well, we're just going, this is actually the first place we're announcing it.
Oh.
So we have not given the newspaper the opportunity to do that.
Good for you.
And they'll buy ads.
We hope that's on the top centerfold of our paper for a couple of days as well.
Yeah, well, I would hope, because it's
great news for our community.
It is extraordinary news for the whole area, because there are two top 100 hospitals, Red Bluff and here.
It's incredible.
It just shows the amazing level of health care that is provided by the people here.
Well, see, and now here's where this and how this, besides just, you know, helping you immediately in the community, is people are looking around out there, and one of the things they look for is health care when they're going to retire. And they look
or start a business, or just move here. That's right.
You know what are the schools like, and what is the health care like?
That's right.
And so you've got some school, you've got UPrep. You've got other schools here that are ranked in the top 500 schools in the United States, which is also outstanding. And so you're looking at, okay, the schools here are good, and the health care here is really good.
And you mentioned earlier that this falls right on the heels of being named a top 50 cardiothoracic hospital in the country.
That's right.
And that was
where
Dr. McConnell and the whole team, you know, the entire hospital.
Top 50 in the country.
Top 100 in the country for the overall hospital operation, top 50 for cardiothoracic.
Well, you know what? Like I've always told him, because Doug's a close friend of ours. Yeah. And Doug and Bonnie. And I always said, you know what? You're the first and last person I want to see. You know, it's kind of like that
kind
of thing.
I want to see you as a friend.
Yeah, I want to see you as a friend. But then again, if I have to see you the other way, I hope it's you. So anyway. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Our guest is Randall Hempley, the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. And you have so much. I mean, you've got a lot to be proud of here in 4 years.
A lot has been accomplished
here. And we're happy because one is that it's good for our community.
Yeah, we think so. I mean, it really is important for the community as a whole.
Now, when we come back, because Randall's also a friend, is that I know that this man is a daredevil. And I want to talk about I know you probably got some more things you want to talk about the hospital. Just let me know. Yeah. But I want to talk about your latest trip that you just got back from, last night?
Yeah, Monday. We still have jet lag. Yeah.
Okay, all right. We want to talk about that when we get back. Carl Watt, Trish Clark, KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State.
Make it all too clear, I need you so.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch, causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Mega Liner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning! There is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark here. And this portion of the show brought to you by Crown Motors. Stop by and visit Steve and the gang down there at your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership serving Reading and all of the North State. They carry every type of new or previously used car, truck, or SUV that you could possibly want. And their service department is second to none. They take great satisfaction in getting your vehicle fixed, getting it back on the road, and making sure it's safe. Give them a call at 530-223-2177 or visit them at 555 Cypress Avenue, right here in Reading. Our guest is Randall Hempling, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. And in the last segments, we that Shasta Regional is one of the top 100 hospitals in the United States.
Right.
And this is based on results
right.
and not what people think.
Yeah.
This is purely scientific data.
Yeah.
You're also in the top 50
cardiothoracic
hospitals in the United States. And your company has eight of the 11
in California and eight of the 100 in the United States.
But that's, which is, seems like a good record.
I believe so, yeah.
All right. Now, well, I'm going to change it completely. Okay. You are a wild man. I know people that know you goes, this man is always in a beautifully tailored suit and runs all this. But I know you better than that because I've known that you've taken motorcycle trips by yourself across the United States.
Without a windshield.
Without a windscreen there. That's
incredible.
Right.
Incredible.
But you just got back from
Antarctica. Yeah. I went down there on it was titled as an exploration trip. It was a reconstruction of the British Grahamland expedition 1934-1937 in a wooden boat called the Panola. And we actually had the son of Dr. John Reinel, who was the explorer at that time. He was Australian. His son was there, had organized this thing. I was able to get in on it, and I was one of five Americans on the ship, which was kind of unique. It's a Russian trawler, and it still has the old spy stuff on there, and they still do those things when they're not doing these types of tours. They do this to make money, just the same reason they send people into space. You know, they'll let you go up there for, you know, $60 million or something. They'll let you fly to the space station, so they're very entrepreneurial now with this stuff.
Do you get to help with the spy mission or something?
No. They were running some soundings and things, but there were 44 Russians on board and 47 Australians, 5 Americans, and 17 nations all.
17 nations?
Different folks. We had some Chinese and we had some other folks on there, some Brits, and it was really interesting because I really couldn't understand them. I mean, I think it was Winston Churchill that said, you know, that we're a great people, talking about the United States and Britain and others, separated by a common language.
They don't speak slowly.
We don't understand
right.
either
no,
the Australians
yeah.
or the English
no,
or the
no,
Irish or any of them.
They'd be chatting and they'd look over at me and it'd be kind of noisy in the room and they'd say something and I'd just kind of grunt and nod, you know, and go on. So it made me a bit of a recluse. I mean, I made some good friends with this, but I got to see Antarctica, like no one can. We were on every day. We were out on zodiacs. We were amongst the seals and the icebergs and we had storms and we had everything you can imagine down there. But it's the most gloriously beautiful place and severe, if you will. You can see this was summertime and we had all this ice and, you know, severe areas and rock and you can imagine what it'd be like in the winter when it's dark all the time. We had mostly twilight. But it's just
what is,
beautiful.
What is
it's
it
awe inspiring.
What does it look like? I mean, when you're saying it's there in the summer and you see all the rocks, I mean, is Antarctica the home of a certain group of animals or this or that?
Yeah. Well, first of all, there are no mammals on Antarctica that
okay.
live on the mainland of Antarctica. And a lot of people say, "Oh, did you see bears?" No bears.
Yeah.
No bears down there. You have around the coast. You will have penguins of all the various styles. You have lots of different seabirds. We saw every possible kind of whale that you can see. Most of the seal groups. I got some very good pictures of that and some videos. And up close and personal because there is no predation on the land or on predation. You know, there's nothing on the land. No animal hunts another animal. They do it as soon as they get in the water. You're at risk. I mean, penguins are chased by the seals and the krill are all eaten by everybody and these things, but on the land, everybody gets along. And the rule is, you know, as humans, we are not to interfere. So we were not to get within 15 feet, 5 meter, give or take, of an animal directly. But if you sat down and you stopped and the animal came to you, no problem. And they did. They came right up to you. The penguins, particularly the baby penguins that were molting and wanting to be fed, we all looked like big penguins to them. So they were all coming up screeching at us wanting to be fed. And seals, very similar, and the whales, they had no fear of us at all.
Wow. That sounds like a great
trip. It was beautiful. It was cold and you know, not.
And how long was the trip for?
On the ship was 13 days. And of course we had to cross the Drake Passage, which is the wildest seas in the world. And half the people were seasick. I wasn't. I had plenty of drugs on board. I was just leaky.
Well, you know what? That's the thing is, if you get the right drugs, you know what? Get the right drug, you know what? And I'm not above that. And I'm delivering people's boats. Man, I'd pop a anti-nausea pill or anti-motion sickness, because it doesn't look good if you're piloting somebody and you're leaning over the edge, you know.
We all look like, if you had a little dot behind your ear, we were called aliens. We had that. Oh. Yeah, that transdermal scopolamine, that is a wonderful drug. That's a wonder drug. Makes you a little bit tired. You get a lot of sleep, but it was great. But that's an experience.
So it was a great time.
The reason I do these, you're aware that, you know, I'm very proud of the cancer treatment here in this community, and I'm a cancer survivor, and I was, you know, I was pretty close a couple of years ago to not being here. And when you go through that, and anybody that, you know, I believe everybody should live every day as if the last day of their life and be as good as you can be and enjoy every moment of it. Don't put anything off if you can avoid it.
And I agree 100% on that. And I'm, you know, and you are living that every day.
Absolutely every day. My wife supports that, and God love her for being, you know, there with me and for me, and I do the same for her.
Well, Randall, when we come back, one of the other things, like, it's kind of a twofer. You're on the member of the Turtle Bay board.
I am.
And I want to talk to you about what's going on with the unions and the building of the hotel there. Okay. So we'll be right back after the news. Randall Hempling is our guest, CEO of Shasta
Regional
Medical Center. Thank you very much. But we're going to be talking Turtle Bay when we get back after that too. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, KCNR, 1460.
Look at some.
News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. President Obama is having lunch in about an hour with the top two budget writers from the House, Republican Paul Ryan and Democrat Chris Van Hollen. He took a dozen Republican senators out to dinner last night, including Pat Toomey from Pennsylvania.
If you don't actually sit down and speak with the person on the other side, you may have a mistaken impression about what the priorities really are.
The president's trying to build support for a long-term deficit deal. Snow from the latest winter storm causing flooding on some of the New Jersey shore, already damaged by Superstorm Sandy in October. Brick Township Police Chief Nils Bergquist.
We're actually going door to door right now on our section of the barrier island, finding out if they're going to evacuate. And if they are not, we're just trying to keep, tabs on who's out there.
That storm's now moving into southern New England with up to 7 inches of snow and possible flooding in the forecast there. Fox News. We report. You decide.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, how were you treated during the sale? And Kathy said, we didn't have a good experience. We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone. Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our home loan center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Gun Owners of California United Redding Chapter cordially invites you to attend our fourth annual fundraiser banquet and auction. We have a great opportunity this March 23rd at the Redding Veterans Hall to raise funds and defend our rights. This banquet is packed full of guns, knives, optics, and more. So join in the fun and help defend our rights. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort, 222-3223, or Gun Owners of California, area code 916-984-1400. Raising funds, defending your rights.
Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop, is having a half-price sale. Get our most popular paint service for a great price. Make your car look like new with half-off service that restores color and shine. Increase the value of your vehicle, and we'll have you driving with a newfound sense of confidence. The half-price sale. Going on now at your local Maaco. And don't forget to ask about our collision repair, too. Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop.
Call Maaco in Redding, 530-226-0992.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
And they're just charming.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. Carl Bott and Chris Clark, our guest is Randall Hempley. We're talking about but penguins. We're going to talk a bit more about that, but we've got some other things we want to talk about. But this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. DC Tim and the Man in Black. The Man in Black Jr., the real Man in Black, Roy, I saw the other day. Take a step back in time there, though. Discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors. I can't say enough about Cypress Square Barbershop. It's man's last stronghold. You know, Randall, that's your kind of place.
Yeah.
Man's last stronghold.
Yeah.
All right. Well, like I said, our guest is Randall Hempling. Trish Clark is here joining me, as usual, as my co-host on Thursdays.
And we're going to talk a little bit about Turtle Bay now.
Yeah, well, let me ask one more question about that. There you are in Antarctica, and, you know, you've shown us a lot of the pictures here. Absolutely, it was summer, a balmy day of zero.
Yeah, zero centigrade, yeah.
So.
32 degrees.
And during the winter, everything's covered with ice.
Yeah, everything, yeah, completely covered with ice, and dark.
And dark, and where does everything go? I mean, do the penguins stay there?
Some of them do, I mean, they'll stay on the coastline, you know, they'll just go out to sea. Everything has to be off. You know, they get off the land, or the emperor penguins and the kings and all that, they stay on land. The others just hunker down and live off their fat. I do have to tell you one story. We went to the Ukrainian base down there, the Russians, mm-hmm. for lack of a better phrase. And the head guy there was a young fellow named Sasha, of course. I mean, it has to be Sasha or Boris or something. No. Okay, but it was Sasha. And I'm walking through, and I'm wearing my Shasta Regional Medical Center turkey trot stocking cap. You know, so I've got that on. And he sees this. And he says, "Oh, you're from Turkey." And I said, "No, actually, I'm from California." And he immediately said, "Oh, Schwarzenegger." And then as I was leaving, he says, "You'll be back." I mean, I'm just laughing. Sorry. I mean, they, you know, that's all they know about California is Arnold Schwarzenegger, unfortunately, but that's the case. But they were delightful. I mean, it was very nice. Can you imagine these people stay down there for a year at a time with no contact with anybody but themselves in a dark hole with, you know, you've seen the movies The Thing.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to. Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of what it's like.
Become very close friends up there.
Yeah.
Okay, as Trish was saying here, is that you're also a member of the Turtle Bay
board. I am, indeed. Very proud.
I didn't know that. And Trish, you had something that you were going to ask her.
Well, because we started the program talking about the issue between the Turtle Bay board and the unions, and the unions now saying, well, they should have planned, and I made the statement earlier in the program that, well, I think they did plan, because the original ruling from this state board was that it was not a prevailing wage contract building.
Right. Yeah, and when that ruling came down, the unions wanted to meet with us immediately, and we met with them, and they threatened to appeal and the like, and unless we could reach some settlement. I mean, we've tried working with this thing. The point is, and here's what people need to remember about the project. The project is designed to create a financially viable Turtle Bay. Right now we have, you know, we do a lot of fundraising, the development committee with Dee Domke. I mean, they do a wonderful job of bringing money, but that is a finite resource. People can't continue to give and grow the institution. And it's keep in mind, it is an asset to this community. You go over there any weekend, you'll hear several different foreign languages being spoken. People stop in here because of the bridge, the museum, their arboretum. It is a wonderful asset. Our kids get education there. It is not somebody's toy. And it has to survive. 3 years ago, the city, because of their need for money to, of all things, continue to pay pensions and the like, stopped funding Turtle Bay to the tune of about $280,000 a year. Now, that's a lot of money. So at that time, we hit upon the idea, the board and others, we've got to create something that will sustain this operation. Came up with the idea of a fine hotel. And this was supported by other hotels in town. I mean, everybody believes that this is the right thing to do. A fine hotel that will be a destination resort. This is Starwood product, and Starwood has the biggest affinity program of all. Affinity meaning, you know, the right. Frequent flyer type programs. Halfway between LA and Seattle, it's perfect location. People will stop over. Sheraton believed it and allowed for the smallest of the possible sizes that they could do, actually lowered their requirement to make this happen for us, to get this thing going. Did all the budgeting, put it out, you know, for bid, worked with contract. Everybody's been really working well together, including some union contractors with this. And it all comes down to there has to be a margin. If you add $3 million to the cost of this, you even add $1 million, we're beyond that because as we've gone through, we found, as in all projects, we needed a little bit more for land development. We need a little bit more for this, a little bit more for that. You always factor in that you'll have some contingency. Well, that contingency's gone, and we've looked at it, and the staff has done a wonderful job. And by the way, when I got on the board there a little over 3 years ago, there were 80-something employees. There are about 53 now. This thing is run extremely well, extremely tight. The people have not gotten raises, as other people in the community have gotten raises because of their contracts or something. These are not union employees. These people really love working there, and this has really put a crimp to it. And it was a political decision, and now it's interesting that they're really not going to talk to us because we're going to go to court and try to get this over, which is exactly what they did. They went to the DIR is a union controlled. It is a union, pro-union operation. And it, when it came down the first time saying, no, this is not prevailing wage. There's been plenty of money put in lieu of, I mean, this is a legit deal. Now we have, you know, we have to look at it in other ways, but we're going to persevere. We need this to support and maintain Turtle Bay. It is not about a hotel.
And you're right. See, entity can function without a sustainable base at the bottom.
That's right. And the city
that pays the bills on a daily basis.
The city and the county have ceased providing any kind of social type services. If you think about it, all of those monies have gone now to public safety and other services. And the third
as
leg,
they should have. This is the step that was taken. I believe was appropriate.
Right.
But we need to move on. We have to take a break.
Okay.
Finish the thought.
Oh, okay. We're going to take a break. Carl Bond, Trish Clark, KCNR 1460. We'll be right back after these messages. This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Gramavalia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
A great meal is always a good idea. And where better to grab a bite than Elements Restaurant? While you heat things up on the casino floor, we're heating things up in the kitchen. Elements is the place to take a break and recharge. Enjoy a friendly atmosphere and happy people, perfect for the whole family. Ask about our nightly dinner specials. All-you-can-eat breakfast buffet, only $7.77 with your River Club card. Elements Restaurant, only at Wind River Casino. For more information, call 1-800-280-UWIN. Log on to WindRiver.com. It's better on the river.
Join us at Wind River Casino as we welcome hypnotist Mark Maverick to the Wind River Event Center stage on Thursday, March 7th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are only $20 and includes dessert.
Dessert good, diet bad.
Mark has hypnotized audiences all over the world. He chooses up to 20 audience volunteers in hilarious situational skits, making them the stars of the show.
You're a star.
Get your tickets now.
For only $20.
For this high-energy show that's fun-filled with exciting surprises. For details, log on to WindRiver.com.
Repeat after me. It's better on the river.
It's better on the river.
Good.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife, Kathy, and I would like to thank all of our loyal customers that pay their bills on time. Now that summer's back for a while, we're selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 for the weed eaters, lawnmowers, and chainsaws. And we have urea fluid for all the diesel pickups and big rigs. Knowing that winter will be back soon, please check your kerosene tanks and be sure you're on the top side. You don't want to run out of fuel on Sunday. If you're one of those people who have a propane bottle rolling around in the back of your vehicle, ask Gary about a propane foot. We have them on sale. If you see construction going on in the Redding or Corning plants, don't be afraid. Come on in and we'll take care of you. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. The only place you need to think about for all your heating and petroleum needs. 241-2196. And thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, KCNR 1460. Community radio for the North State. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. What can I say? Espresso Joe's, great coffee, great prices. You can buy pounds of coffee there for the price of 12 ounces in other stores. Walk next door, and they will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. Joe and Shelley have been supporting this community for over 30 years and have done a great job at that. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. Our guest, Randall Hempling, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and just a recap, has just been designated one of the top 100 hospitals in the United States.
Right, for patient outcomes.
For patient outcomes. And of the 11 that were designated in the state of California, your company,
we operate eight of them.
Yeah, operated eight of the 11. So that is just outstanding. And we talked about, because Randall Hempling is
a world traveler.
Is a world traveler, just got back from Antarctica. But he's also on, and I mean, I've gotten all types. I mean, we can go everywhere with this. He's also on the border Turtle Bay, which frankly, I didn't know that until you came in today. So we're talking about what's going on at Turtle Bay too.
Yep.
All right. The $3 million will have, I mean, if the DIR, if they come back and say, oh, sorry, that's just the way it is, then that's going to have a huge impact. Well, can that stop everything?
Well, sure. That's always a decision that the board can make on this, and we'll review it, at the next board meeting. We will consistently review this because it is absolutely essential that we find a sustaining financial resource for Turtle Bay, something beyond donations. We have to do that.
And as we were talking just before we took the last break, the city made the decision, and I have to say that I concurred with that decision, that Turtle Bay needed to stand on its own, and that monies, whether they went for the labor unions or for the police department or the fire or what have you.
It's broken. Yeah.
It's broken. It needs money at the city level, at the county level. There isn't enough revenue to do all the things they need to do.
And declining resources. And one of the city.
And so they need to cut things out that the public should support for themselves.
Right.
And I concurred that Turtle Bay was one of those things that should stand on their own. Having said that, then the board came up with a plan. And the plan was to create this hotel that would bring in a sustainable base on a continuing basis to be the underneath pinning for Turtle Bay so that it went on and on and on.
Right.
Everybody, all nonprofits need that base that pays the bills on a monthly basis.
Right. That was the plan.
And it was a good plan, but now if that hotel goes away, it certainly puts Turtle Bay's existence in jeopardy.
Well, it puts
which is a huge impact on just the city of Redding, but the county and the region in general.
Yeah, it is an extraordinary resource for this community, and it needs to be sustained, and it needs to grow along with everything else in the community to stay viable. We can sustain it. I told you, we've already gone, you know, we've cut the employees by over 30. You know, it, and the people there just love working there. It's the only reason that they hang in there for us, and we love them for it.
Yeah.
But that can only go on for so long. And then you get to just a maintenance level. We need to do some repairs on the wood bridge. We've got some other things we need to repair now that we're putting off because we don't have this constant source of cash to do
it. Well, and I'm a total capitalist at nature. I mean, yeah. I believe that the community needs to – government takes care of certain things. But then the community needs to be self-reliant, and right. I think that I was applauding Turtle Bay for heading in the direction to make themselves self-sustaining, more on a business model, and this is how we pay our bills and do that. And
is there any? Let's go back again. You know, worst case for Turtle Bay is okay. It's going to be prevailing wage. Do the unions? Can the unions make some kind of? Are their hands tied at that point? Even if they wanted to do something.
Well, you just heard them in the newspaper saying they're not going to talk to us.
Well, I know that, but I'm.
But can you? You really
yeah,
can't
no,
deal.
I know.
I
that.
Mean, you
but,
can't. They can't there, agree to take a lesser amount yeah. if it's prevailing wage.
Well, the problem is we've scaled the hotel to the minimum that yeah. we can to meet Sheridan's requirements. So changing the hotel. Doesn't work. We've done that. We've made modifications. We had ideas of some really elaborate and beautiful things, very artistic things. We had to scale those back. We can maybe bring them in later
as it grows.
5 years from now. But no, it has been scaled to the minimum to meet Sheraton requirement. And keep in mind, we don't want just a hotel. We want a destination hotel that is attracted by the Starwood name. I mean, that's the big important thing. Is this makes it a great stopover where people will say, hey, I'm going to use my frequent flyer points to go to this cool place, you know, this Sundial Bridge Hotel. And that's in the name of it, that it's the Sheraton at the yeah. it's Sundial Bridge. So
sure.
it's going to be
well, you want to make a destination
but
it's
a perfect,
you want to
draw it's a perfect spot, that. Too, I mean, for the Civic Center. Civic Center has a lot of use now, and that in the hotel right there.
Well, keep in mind the Civic the Civic Center is run by whom?
Bethel.
Right. Recall, please, that the unions fought that change to Bethel, and it is being extraordinarily successful.
Oh, it is.
Thanks
extremely,
to Bethel.
Extremely successful. I mean, it's doubled everything, but I'm just saying is that the fact is that hotel is going to be almost guaranteed people in it almost all the
yeah,
time.
Yeah, it is. I mean, and that was part of
that's
our plan.
That's a huge tax increase. For the city.
The city gains TOT, revenue.
More cops.
They get sales tax, they get TOT, it's a total winner
for labor,
for everybody.
For everybody.
And that's what I'm thinking is there's got to be a way. And, I'm looking at, and I'm not trying to, I'm just saying there's got to be a way that somehow this can come together. We're going to take a break. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, KCNR 1460, our guest Randall Hempley, we're talking, Turtle Bay. He's a member of the board there and very much up on what's happening here. We'll be right back.
For a tax pro that not only understands taxes but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill, call Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. He specializes in tax preparation for businesses and investors. If you have a business or you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments and you want an experienced, compassionate advisor, call the Advice Center at 244-7526. This month, Tom's offering a free investment tax review and a financial bingo evening at Gironda's Restaurant, March 13th at 7 p.m. Tom will be joined by estate planning attorney Clint Boren to answer your tax and legal questions. For great food, fun, and a chance to ask how to avoid probate costs or do you need a trust, call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. For experience, tax preparation, a free investment tax review, or to attend their financial bingo event, call 244-PLAN or go to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a
distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
I'm Mike Wiley with the Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 357 here in Reading. Please join us Saturday, March 30th at the Shasta County Veterans Hall, 1605 Yuba Street in Reading, from 10 until 3 for our fourth annual Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day. There will be a ride led by the Missing in America Project to the Veterans Cemetery in Igo with an interment ceremony at 10:30 a.m. Afterwards, lunch will be served at the Veterans Hall provided by the Sons of Italy. For more information, please call Eddie McAllister at 530-524-7504. That's 530-524-7504. Please join us on March 30th at 10 a.m. at the Shasta County Veterans Hall.
That's Saturday, March 30th at our Shasta County Veterans Hall, 1605 Yuba Street. Let's welcome home our Vietnam veterans.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567. Back down.
Yeah, I won't back down. That's a good song for today. That's a good song for every day. Carl Bunn, Trish Clark, Thursday, our last segment, KCNR 1460.
What a great morning. We've just touched so many subjects.
You know what? We try and, now tomorrow.
With just two guests.
Yeah, we covered everything. Tomorrow, Rick Bassetti is going to be our guest, councilman, but we're going to be talking something a little bit different. We're going to talk a little bit city, but also we're going to be talking baseball. Rick Bassetti is now the general manager of the Colt 45s right here in town. And you know what? I want to talk a little baseball, but I also want to talk city, of course. We're going to be, and then out after that, of course, is Outside the Wire. And Outside the Wire, we have a guest today that's going to, or tomorrow on Outside the Wire, is going to be talking about how the planets are shifting. And when they shift, they have a direct impact on you. But we're also going to be talking about why is the government buying 2,700 MRAPs, mine-resistant vehicles?
Obama's army.
Is it to carry the $1.6 billion rounds they have just bought of hollow point ammunition? Or is it to give people a safe ride to the FEMA camps?
Or is it to use the drones to shoot us?
Well, I tell you what, Outside the Wire, you know what? If it's out there, you know what? When you leave the wire, it's going to be an exciting time. Anyway, Randall Hemplian, who is just shaking his head looking at me about this, but, is our guest today, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, but he's also on the board of Turtle Bay, and we've kind of progressed into that, into the board of Turtle Bay, about what's going on with Turtle Bay. The bottom line is Turtle Bay needs to find that sustainable revenue.
Yeah, we need to find a revenue stream that brings new money in that doesn't constantly require on the local donations to keep the place going. Because we need to upgrade, we need to improve, grow, as all organizations need to.
Maintenance. Just regular maintenance.
Which
on
by the way, March 23rd is the Turtle Bay auction.
Absolutely. And I encourage everybody to get out there. That's always
huge.
A fun time.
Huge.
And that's when you see the heart of this community. And I encourage as many people as possible to go. It's as I said, it's always fun. People donate and love doing it. We were able to get the Butterfly House going again last year because of extraordinary donations there. That's where the love of this community shows up.
And I tell you what, Linda's going to be the MC there, along with Dave West, and of course Mark LaSalle is there. And it's just it's a great event. And we donate every year. We donate a dinner at the house, Rick and Pam Hill, and we put on a dinner. And I promise you that you don't walk away from there without knowing that you've had dinner and dessert and everything else that goes along with that.
Yep.
Anyway, okay. Well, gosh, Randall, we got just a couple minutes left.
You want to ramble?
Just ramble a little bit. Yeah, just ramble for a couple minutes. But the thing is that...
Talk about Obamacare or something?
Yeah. Oh, how's that impacting?
Yeah, it's nominal. I think we've heard of it lately. It's had an impact. We actually received some funds because we have a complete EMR now, electronic medical record. And again, our doctors are to be commended for pushing this thing through. It is a monster to do that, by the way, to create an electronic medical record. It's hard to.
Who has access to those, Randall?
Actually, right now it's internal. And the only people who have access, the same people who always had access, the patient themselves and people who need to, need your information to be able to take care of you.
Does the government able to get into that?
Medicare can, sure, as needed, you know, for their, they always have. They've always had that ability for 40 some odd years.
Homeland Security, can they get in that?
Not that I'm aware of, but they probably could via subpoena. The, you know, anybody.
The drones?
Okay, ease off the drones here a little bit. Yeah, that's tomorrow. I just talked to somebody that they're talking about the exchange is going to, and the insurance exchange is going to have doctors I was talking to, huge impact on their business.
Doctors always get impacted and they always hate the impact and they always, you know, doctors fought Medicare. They didn't want Medicare and ask them if they could live without it now. It is a major change. No one likes change because you get used to doing something in a certain way that's taking care of your patients and done a very, very good job. And suddenly somebody wants to change it, that always looks threatening. The exchange is going to be interesting. It's going to be difficult for some people. It's going to be very beneficial for others. The problem is they're going to be moving awfully fast. And that's the problem.
Is less payments to the, providers and higher insurance costs for people that don't use the exchange. In other words, they're raising their costs.
Blue Cross and all that did that last year. They raised their costs and they had to give it back because their problem is that they have a medical loss ratio they've got to pay out and that created the problem. They're raising their rates preemptively. There's no need for them to be raising their rates. That's a game.
Okay. Well, you know, we got to have you back on again and talk about it because there's some people really strong against this, but it sounds like you could defend it.
No, I don't necessarily defend it. Hopefully,
but you can explain it. Okay, that's what I mean, explain it. Okay, hey, we've got to run today. Hey, thank you so much for being here with us. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. It's unanimous at the UN Security Council, slapping new sanctions on North Korea. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley has more live.
Speaking after the UN Security Council vote, U.S. Ambassador Susan Rice saying this fourth round of sanctions are tough.
These sanctions will bite and bite hard. They increase North Korea's isolation and raise the cost to North Korea's leaders of defying the international community.
The sanctions crack down on bulk cash transfers and strengthen states' authority to inspect suspicious cargo and deny port and flight access to North Korean cargo where warranted. Lisa?
Courtney, that vote coming just hours after North Korea threatened a preemptive nuclear attack on the U.S. First dinner diplomacy, now a bipartisan lunch for President Obama.
After being in office now over 4 years, he's actually going to sit down and talk to members.
House Speaker John Boehner minutes ago calling it a hopeful sign.
But if the president continues to insist on tax